My legal name is Andrew. It's so weird that we say legal name, right? It's like no one ever knows their illegal name. I guess mine would be Andres. You guys like jokes here? Are you okay? Sometimes comedians, they do jokes and it really catches people off guard at a comedy show. It's tough. It is tough nowadays for comedians. You know, sometimes we'll make a joke just like that one. I did it the other day. A lady came up. She was like, "You can't say that. That's hate speech towards Mexicans." I was like, "I stand 5'4". I have a torso tattoo, and my English is pretty broken." I am Mexican. Got it? Puto is what I said? Sorry, I don't know what that means. That might be hate speech, I'm sorry. That's too far, it's racist. I am a short man, or a tall boy, you decide. Actually, please don't decide. That would hurt my feelings quite a bit. Please don't say anything. It confuses a lot of people too. Sometimes I'll be out at a bar, security. They always come up behind me and they're always like, "Is that a kid or is that an adult?" And that's when I have to be like, "Well, let's have sex. We'll find out." But if you're wrong, it's a felony. So how much you want to risk it? You know what I mean? I call it molester roulette. Let's play. People talk to you different when you're my height. You might not even be aware that you do this, but when someone asks how tall I am, they go like this: "How short are you?" What? They remove the word tall from the question. They're like, no, let's start with your relationship to the ground, not the sky. We'll work backwards on this, save some time. That's messed up, man. That's not how we measure things. How do we measure things? It is always how much of something has happened, right? That's why people say, "How old are you?" Not how much longer you got. I'm 5'4", and 5'4 sucks because you're not tall enough to be respected and you're not short enough to be a fetish. You're just mid, you know? That's what that means, you know? It's like the manager of a smoothie shop. People are like, is he open? Are they back there? What's going on? I've been rejected by girls that I wasn't even approaching. I was just walking by and this chick was like, "No." And then I just didn't cross the street that day. You know what I mean? I had to find a different way home, start a new life. In her defense though, I startled her because I walk fast, you know what I mean? I have to walk fast so I can keep up with all you regulars. So I got that critter pace. You know when you turn the lights on, you're like, "Oh, I saw something. That was me. I got that critter pace. Like Pomeranians, they look so much busier than they are. A lot's happening, but they're not going anywhere. Sick of being in the front of your photos. You guys find someone else to do it. I'm not doing it anymore, all right? You stand behind a plant if you want to cover up your holiday belly. I got my own stomach to worry about, all right? I haven't exhaled since 2009. You don't know me. Every group photo, it's always the same dreadful announcement. All the tall people are like, okay, short people in the front, short people in the front, short people in the front. And then me and two strangers appear from under your legs. And we're like, hi, hello, nice to meet you. We're gonna take the photo. Hello, short people in the front. As you guys just stand over us and mouth breathe on our heads. What are they saying? It's too much pressure to be in the front, right? All the short people, we're in the forefront of all judgment, okay? If a group picture turned out good, that's because the short people killed it. We gotta be on our A game, always, all right? It's true. Go back and look at all your group photos. Look at your albums. The short people in the front, we're always like... Look at the tall people in the back. They're always like, duh! They have no idea that a picture is being taken. They're like, how come we're all facing the same direction? Are we staring at Kathy? Why are we counting down? How do you look like a baby bird and a mama bird at the same time? I think we can all agree that the worst human beings on earth are dudes who tap the top of a door frame as they walk into a building. You know who you are. Connor, or whatever your name is, probably. You probably did it tonight, didn't you? This is a classy establishment. You're like, comedy show. Still got it. They always say, still got it. And we're left wondering what it is that they still have. It's not friends. You had to find a building to high-five you, bud. That's not a real friend. I just don't know if it's ever worked. Ladies, correct me if I'm wrong. Tell me once if you've ever seen a dude tap and you were like, oh my God, excuse me. I don't normally do this, but when you dunked an invisible basketball on that imaginary hoop with literally no one defending you, I queefed. I don't know the end, sorry. I don't know the end. I'm sorry about that. Sorry. I don't know what that... That's not a... Sorry. I'm sorry about that. My point is, it doesn't work, all right? It's my point, fellas. No one cares about your vertical. This ain't the combine. You'll never see the opposite. I've never once bragged about my height. You know what I mean? You'll never see me go outside and slap a curb. Go out there like, yeah, I just parallel parked that bitch. Oh, knees and toes, knees and toes. Still got it. My wife is taller than me, and you knew that. No other place for me to go. There's this term that they came up with for dudes who happen to be shorter than their lady, and we are called short kings. I am what is called a short king. That is what they came up with so we would feel better about ourselves. And let me tell you something, you can keep it. Because you know who else is a short king? Lord Farquaad from Shrek. Yeah. How did it end up for that guy? That movie is about how a chick would rather be with an ogre than a shorter human man. I envy dudes who are taller than their chick. I really do. Because if the mood strikes and things get hot and heavy, you can just pick her up and take her to the bed. Not me. I have to ask. Ooh, so spontaneous. Hey, babe, do you want to go to the bedroom? Why? I will tell you when we get there. It's not sex, I promise. It's a surprise. Oh, I'm naked for a different thing. Don't worry about it. It is the most unsexy thing to lead your taller wife via the hand to the bedroom, dude. I look like a toddler who saw a toy he likes. I'm like, you know how hard it is to get your wife off the couch using your words, dude? I turned into like one of those internet motivational speakers. I'm like, today is your day. You need to attack your goals. Get in there. 2 minutes could change your life. When that doesn't work, I talk to her like she's a dog before bedtime. Let's go to bed. Come on. We're going to bed. Come on. Come on. Let's go to bed. Come on. We're going to bed. Come on. Hey. Hey. Let's go. We're going to bed. Hey. Let's go. Hey, come on. Hey, we're going to sex. Come on. Let's go to sex. Come on. We're going to sex. Come on. We're going to sex with me. Hey, come on. Hey, put it down. Put that down. We're going to sex. I'm going to sex without you. Come on. Let's go to sex. Hey, we're going to sex. Where's your toy? I got to get her toy. Where's that? Wore myself out trying to get her into the bedroom. Jesus. Yeah, she's got her toy. She'll be fine. Can't say I haven't tried, though. Can't say I haven't tried to pick her up. I tried to be a man one day. Never again. You, sir, you look like you could lift some furniture. You know what I'm talking about. You know the rules. When something's a bit more cumbersome, you got to go further down on it. You know what I mean? I tried doing that with my wife. I lifted her at the knees. She folded in half and hit her head on the coffee table. Not a great start to sex, I would say. You know? Now I got a body on my hands, all right? It's a whole different situation. I need a rug and an alibi, you know? Gotta start asking all the right questions. Does she have a concussion? Does her consent still carry? You know what I mean? If she wakes up with a stutter, is it a deal breaker? You know? There are some perks, though. Let me tell you. There are some perks that they don't tell you about sexually. There's some things you might not even know. Like, my wife and I, we tried the 69 one time. I don't know what that position is for you guys, but I'll tell you what it is for us. That is where I please my wife with my mouth, and she talks about how ashy my knees are. She's like down there journaling. I'm being waterboarded. I'm like, are we done? Can we? This is Grenada. I hate this. I'm sorry. I know it's weird to imagine me having sex. I'm sorry about that. I look like I couldn't even smash a like button. But every single time. I do it every single time. Right after we're done having sex, I always say the same thing. I can't help myself. Right when we're done, I always go, damn, that Amazon just delivered my package. And she does not like that at all. But, you know, I stare at her neck the whole time. I'll call her whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen her face before. I don't know what she looks like. It's like the top of the fridge. What's up there?